弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
感谢主恩典，让我们安息圣日，可以聚在一起，来敬拜神。
Thank God for his grace that on his Sabbath day, we can gather together to worship him.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考神所吩咐的，没有一件懈怠不行的。
Now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to study with everyone what God had commanded cannot be undone.
我们现在来看一些经节，看约书亚记第十一章。
Let's first turn to Joshua chapter 11.
约书亚记十一章。
Joshua chapter 11.
请看第十四节。
Please read verse 14.
约书亚记十一章的十四节、十五节。
Joshua chapter 11, verse 14 and 15.
那些诚意所有的财物和牲畜，以色列人都取为自己的掠物，唯有一切人口，都用刀击杀，直到杀尽，凡有气息的，没有留下一个。十五节，主怎样吩咐他仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐耶稣亚，耶稣亚也照样行，凡主所吩咐摩西的，约书亚没有一件懈怠不行的。
And all the spoil of the cities and the livestock the children of Israel took as booty for themselves. But they struck every man with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, and they left none breathing. 15. As the Lord had commanded Moses his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses.
这两段经文呢，让我们看到耶稣亚他是怎样忠心的来执行神所吩咐的。
These two verses describe how Joshua faithfully did what the Lord commanded.
那神所吩咐的包括神事先跟摩西说过的。
What the Lord commanded included what he had told Moses before.
那现在摩西也吩咐耶稣亚要照着去办。
Now, Moses also commanded Joshua to do the same.
那所以这段经文呢，让我们看到一个忠心的仆人是如何的来执行神的吩咐。
This passage tells us how a faithful servant would do the command of God.
那我们在读约书亚记的时候，我们一定会碰到一个障碍。
When we read the book of Joshua, we will come to this challenge or obstacle.
因为我们会一再的重复看到，神的百姓呢，他们把当地的居民进行杀尽，一个都不留。
Because we will read over and over how the Israelites would annihilate an entire people one by one.
特别从约书亚记第八章以后
，especially starting with Joshua chapter 8.
第八章以后，他就一直在描述这样的一句话。
It would use the same expression.
比如说八章的二十二节。
For example, in chapter 8, verse 22.
八章的二十二节，这是击打爱城的时候发生的事。
This is what happened at the city of Ai.
二十二节，伏兵出城迎击爱城人，爱城人就困在以色列人中间，前后都是以色列人。于是以色列人击杀他们，没有留下一个，也没有一个逃脱的。
Then the others came out of the city against them, so they were caught in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on the side. And they struck them down so that they left none of them remain or escape.
这里提到爱城的人全部一万两千个都被击杀。
It says here that all 12,000 people of the city of Ai were killed.
连一个都没有留下来了。
That none of them remain.
那在耶利哥城之前的耶利哥城还有留下拉合一家人。
Before this, at the city of Jericho, the family of Rahab remained.
所以耶利哥城还有一些人活下来。
At least for the city of Jericho, there were still some that were left alive.
但接下来第八章的爱城就一个都不留了。
But what follows in chapter 8 regarding the city of Ai, there was none that survived.
如果继续看第十章。
If we continue to read on to chapter 10,
我们会看到这样的一句话一直重复。
We will see this expression repeating over and over.
十章的二十八节。
Chapter 10, verse 28.
这个是夺了马基大城的时候。
This is what happened when they took the city of Makeda.
一样是用刀击杀城中的人和王， 将其中一切人口进行杀灭，没有留下一个。
They struck it with the edge of the sword. They utterly destroyed them, all the people who were in it, so that none remained.
到第三十节
，verse 30，
这是对利拿城跟他的王跟城里的人也是一样，是用刀杀了城中一切人口，没有留下一个。
This is regarding the battle with Libna, and none also survived from this.
三十三节
，verse 33，
这是对基色王荷兰说的，他耶稣雅也是把他和他的民都击杀了，没有留下一个。
This is regarding Gezer and also the king Horam that none actually remain.
三十五节
，verse 35，
伊基伦这个城，耶稣雅将城中一切人口进行杀灭，是照他向拉基一切所行的。
Here it says, they took it on that day and struck it with the edge of sword, so that the people who were in it were utterly destroyed according to that was done to Lachish.
第三十七节
Verse 37.
这是对希伯伦城的所说的。
This is to the city of Hebron.
也是一样，都击杀了，没有留下一个。
In the same way, they were all struck and none remained.
到第三十九节
Verse 39.
对底壁来说也是一样将用刀将这些城中的人口进行杀灭，没有留下一个。
To the city of Debi, this also happened that none remained.
到第四十节
Verse 40.
这样这就是最后的结论。耶稣雅击杀全地的人，就是山地、迦南地、高原、山坡的人和那些地的诸王，没有留下一个。
This
将
is...
凡有气息的进行杀灭，正如主以色列的神所吩咐的。
This is the conclusion, verse 40. So Joshua conquered all the land, the mountain country and the south and the lowland and the wilderness slopes, and all their kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord of God of Israel had commanded.
如果我们继续看第八章，第十一章。
We continue to read on to chapter 11.
也是一样。
It is the same.
第八节
verse 8.
这是跟夏所王所召集的联军打仗的时候所发生的事。
So this is what happened when they actually joined together to go against some other kings.
第八节，主将他们交在以色列人手里，以色列人就击杀他们，追赶他们到西顿大城，到米斯利弗马因，直到东边米斯巴的平原，将他们击杀，没有留下一个。
And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, who defeated them and chased them to the greatest Sidon, to the brook Mishrepoth, and to the valley of Mizpah eastward. They attacked them until they left none of them remaining.
十一章继续都描述这样，一个都没有留下来了。
Chapter 11 continues to describe that none would remain.
所以通常我们在读旧约圣经从民数记以后就会看到神的这样的吩咐。
When we read the book of Numbers and on, we will see this command from God.
那我们从耶稣雅记就看到这个，特别是耶稣雅他是怎样照神的吩咐来执行的。
In the book of Joshua, we read about how Joshua would follow this command.
很容易的，我们就会看到为什么这样一个天地万物的真神会下这个命令，把所有人都除掉呢？
But it's very easy for us to find out why this God of heaven would issue this command to kill off all the people.
这里面所有的人是包括男人、女人、老人、小孩，包括婴孩都要进行杀灭。
All those who were killed included men, women, the elderly, and the young.
所以我们有时候就会对神的这个作为产生怀疑了。
Sometimes we have doubts of the work of God because of this.
那对不信神的来说，他们就会用这个方式来提到说，这么残忍的神能够信吗？
For those who don't believe in God, they will argue that can we believe in such a cruel God?
或者就会有人说，圣经是人写的，是为了要达到某一种特殊的目的，所以就是这样写。
Or some may argue that.The Bible is written for men, so it has to be written in a certain way.
那所以我们对旧约圣经所记录的，我们一定要有一个基本的认识。
But for the recording of the Old Testament, we need to have this basic understanding.
因为他一开始就在告诉我们天地万物有一个真神。
From the beginning, it tells us that there is a God in this universe.
这个神啊，用他的话语创造一切。
And this God created everything using His word.
那这位神是充满慈爱的，所以他为人准备所有的一切。
And this God is filled with love, and that's why He prepared everything for us.
这位神啊，是完美的神。
And this God is perfect.
他是能力啊，是啊，至上的，没有人没有可以跟他比的。
His power is complete, and none can go against Him.
那他的性情啊，是完美的。
And His divine character is perfect.
他是慈爱、公义、怜悯、信实。
He is loving, He's faithful, He's kind.
所以我们从圣经看到啊，神的一切作为其实都是啊，因着他的爱而出现。
From the recording of the Bible, we see that everything that was done was really out of His love.
也是为了要彰显他的荣耀。
And it's also to exhibit His glory.
可是我们在读圣经读到旧约的历史的时候，我们一定会啊对神的这个吩咐啊不明白。
But when we read about the incidents in the Old Testament, we would come to certain things that we may not understand.
为什么这么一个完美的神，他会要百姓这样做呢？
How can a perfect God command His people to do such a thing?
而且要赶尽杀绝，把所有的一切都把它除掉。
To kill off every single human being.
连一个都不可以留。
And not even one can remain.
那这个时候，其实对我们来说，我们需要先明白神所说的话跟我们人的观念可能会不一样。
This is the time we need to understand that the word of God may not be consistent with the perspective of men.
因为我们人现在所看到的都是跟我们人有关系的。
Because what man can see is related to other human beings.
我们会很自然用我们人的想法去想说神这样做合不合理。
So very naturally, we will use our own concept to judge whether what God has done is reasonable or not to our standard.
但是如果我们先相信这位神是至高无比的。
But if we believe that this God is really above everything.
他是全能、全知、全智的。
And that He is all-powerful, and He's all-knowing, and is all-present.
这位神是不会做错事的。
And that He would not make any mistake.
因为当他如果做错事，他就不会是神。
Because if He were to do anything mistakenly, then He would not be a God.
就跟人一样了。
He would just be like us.
就好像我们今天很多人都会说我们是人，所以我们不会完美。
That's why we hear the saying that we're human, we make mistakes.
我们有时候真的会判断错误。
Sometimes we make wrong judgment.
我们有时候看到一个人的外表的行为，我们就会想说他应该是怎么样的人。
Sometimes when we look at certain people and we say this person is probably like this or that.
但其实我们不知道另外一个人他的全部的生活，我们不知道他为什么会这样做。
But we really don't know any other people's entire self.
就好像我们如果看到有人在打瞌睡，
just like when we see someone nodding off,
我们就很自然说，这个人怎么不专心？
We will say that this person is not really paying attention.
他是不是不喜欢聚会？
He doesn't like to attend service.
或者是他没有心？
Or he doesn't really have the heart here.
我们很容易的从一个人外表去判断，他这样的行为好像不好。
So it's very easy for us to judge a person by his actions.
但是如果我们了解这个人，
but if we know this person,
我们就会发现说，其实他可能很累，他可能晚上没有睡觉。
It may be that this person's very tired. He could not sleep the night before.
但是他想到聚会的时间，他还是出现了。
But then he thought about it is service time and he made his best to be here.
安息日他还是到教会来守安息日的。
So on the Sabbath day, he still tried to be here.
但是他实在是肉体软弱。
But he was weak physically.
所以他打瞌睡了。
So he started to nod off.
神知道这个人为什么会这样做。
But God knows why this person is doing that.
但是我们人往往不知道。
But we don't.
所以我们很容易就用我们的所看到的来判断这个人。然后猜测他为什么会这样。
And we often use what we can see to judge this person to be so and so.
但这个就是为什么有时候人会产生误解。
This is why misunderstanding happens.
那因为我们人不完美。
Because men are not perfect.
我们也看不到这个外表之后的人的内心。
We cannot see beyond what is on the superficial level.
所以这个是很普通的事。
This is very common.
不要说教会的信徒，包括夫妻之间，有时候也常常会判断错误的。
Not just among our members in the church, but even between spouses, they can make misjudgments.
所以我们人不完美，这是事实。
So it is a fact that humans are not perfect.
但是神他是完美的。
But God is perfect.
神他不会做错事。
And God would not make any mistake.
因为神全能全知，他没有时间的。
Because He is Almighty and He is all-knowing and He is not limited by time.
所以神的每一个命令都有他的用意。
So every commandment that issue out of Him has its purpose.
有时候可能是我们人不明白的。
Sometimes it may be something we don't understand as men.
但是从神绝对的权柄，他绝对不是做错的。
But from God's perspective, who is the Almighty, He would not make any mistakes.
所以我们一定要先了解神的命令绝对没有瑕疵。
So we must first understand that there is no imperfection in the commandment.
有瑕疵的是我们人对他的话可能不明白。
What is imperfect about it is actually a human understanding of the commandment of God.
所以我们一定要先认识神要以色列人把迦南地的人进行除灭，一定有原因的。
We must first understand that there is a reason for God to tell the Israelites to annihilate all the people of Canaan.
不是这位神没有爱心。
It is not that this God is unloving.
不是神不会欣赏这个小孩子，每一个都那么可爱。
It is not that God does not really treasure the young lives.
我们今天一想到人，我们想到小孩子都觉得好可爱。
Today, when we think about men, especially young kids, we think that they're very adorable.
东西如果小小的，我们都觉得很可爱的。
Or something that is very small or tiny, we think that they're very cute.
其实我们很多人都没有看过那个小鸭子的样子。
Maybe a lot of us have not seen very young ducks.
小鸡长大了是怎么长大的
？Or little chicks.
哦，我们小孩子看到那个小小的东西，都觉得好可爱。
So when we see very small or tiny things, we think that they're very adorable.
当你说要把这些小鸡都把它杀死的时候，他小孩子就说不可以。
When you say we need to kill out these little chicks, and usually we would not be able to do so.
所以我们看到小小的东西，生命刚出现的时候，我们都觉得非常的纯真，大家都很喜爱的。
Especially at the beginning of its life, we always say that it's something is so adorable.
但是这些很纯真的这个小的生命。其实时间很短暂。
But for these things to stay young, actually it does not last very long.
如果我们养过鸡、养过鸭的人就知道，出生两天的鸭很可爱的。
If we have raised chicks or ducklings, we will know that at the first 2 days they're very cute.
但是两个礼拜就不一样了。
But 2 weeks later, it's a different situation.
两个月之后又更不同了。
2 months later is very different.
等到六个月的时候，它可能就放在你的盘子上了。
And 6 months later, it's probably on your dining plate.
但是那个孩子那个小东西长大以后，它可能就不可爱了。
But when these things grow up, they are no longer adorable.
所以我们现在其实我们人的想法实际上是很有限的。
Human understanding is very limited.
但是神他知道这个小孩子长大之后会什么样子的。
But God knows how this child is going to grow up.
他已经看到这个人整个一生是怎么一回事的。
He already sees what this person's life is going to be like.
所以我们对神所说的话一定要先了解。
So we must understand the word of God.
神对以色列百姓下了一个这个命令。
That God had issued this commandment to the Israelites.
要把这些迦南地人都把它进行除灭。
For them to kill off all the Canaanites.
今天这句话其实是要考验我们人是不是愿意相信神，还是以自己为中心的人。
This word is testing us whether we believe in God or are we treating ourselves as a center.
我们从耶稣雅记看到耶稣雅他们真的相信神所说的话。
From the book of Joshua, we see that the people of Israel really believe in the word of God.
他特别强调耶稣雅他对神所吩咐的没有一件懈怠不行的。
It emphasizes that Joshua did everything according to the commandment of God.
表示他对神的命令他没有怀疑。
It means that he did not doubt in the command of God.
他没有用自己的想法去决定说我到底要不要遵守。
He did not use his own thinking to decide whether he would follow God's commandment.
而是神说了他就去做。
But rather, what God commanded, he followed.
就算他当时候他自己心里面觉得说不知道为什么要这样子。
Even though he may feel in his heart Why does it have to be so?
可是他毕竟还是照神的话去做了。
He still obeyed the word of God.
所以圣经就描述了写下这一句很重要的话语。
Therefore, the Bible described this very important thing.
耶稣亚对神所吩咐的没有一件懈怠不行，就是没有一件迟疑的不敢去做。
That Joshua left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded him.
其实我们如果仔细看整个圣经。
If we carefully study the Bible.
在《申命记》第九章，神特别跟百姓说了。
In Deuteronomy chapter 9, God especially told the people.
他要把这些选民带到应许的迦南地去。
That he were to bring these chosen people to the promised land.
住在这个应许地的当地的居民都是比他们高大强壮的。
And the people who originally lived on the land of Canaan were great in stature.
以他们自己的能力来说，他们是不可能 把这些人赶出的。
And with their own strength and power, they would not be able to get these people out of the land.
但是神说他要像火一样，在百姓面前把这些人都把他烧灭了。
But God said that he would be like fire that would burn away all these people before them.
事实上是因为这里面的罪恶。
It is because of the sins there.
因为烈火就是要来除罪的。
Fire is to burn away sin.
把这些罪恶把它除掉。
To remove all the sins.
申命记第九章。
Deuteronomy chapter 9.
我们看申命记第九章。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 9.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你今日当知道，主你的神在你面前面过去，如同烈火，要灭绝他们，将他们制服在你面前。
Therefore, understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you.
那他说这样你就要照主所说的赶出他们，使他们速速灭亡。
So you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly.
事实上是神现在前面走了。
So God has walked before them.
那接下来那个神的选民要照神所吩咐的去行。
Then the people of Israel would follow what God had commanded them.
所以神像好像先锋部队先把这些敌人都把他叫出去，让以色列百姓可以打败。
So God is like the front line that actually helped the Israelites to defeat their enemies.
结果神说你就要照神所说的，要把他们赶出，要把他们全然灭绝。
And God said that you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly.
第四节
，Verse 4，
主你的神将这些国民从你面前撵出以后，你心里不可说，主将我领进来得这地是因我的义，其实。主神将他们从你面前赶出去，是因他们的恶。
Do not think in your heart after the Lord your God has cast them out before you, saying, Because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out from before you.
第五节再讲一次。
Five, he said it again.
你进去得他们的地，并不是因你的义，也不是因你心里正直，乃是因这些国民的恶。主你的神将他们从你面前赶出去，又因主要坚定他向你们列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓所应许的话。
It is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you go in to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God drives them out from before you, and the Lord may fulfill the word which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这里特别强调这个。迦南地的人他们的恶。
Here it emphasizes the wickedness of the people of Canaan.
其实，如果看出埃及记，我们就发现他们拜偶像的这些作为是神所憎恶的。
From the book of Exodus, we see that God really detests the idol worshippers.
从利未记看到淫乱的事情是神所憎恶的。
From the book of Levite, we see that God really detest the act of sexual immorality.
在利未记第十八章特别描述当地的人他们是怎么样淫乱的。
And in the book of Leviticus, it talked about how the people were immoral sexually.
神怎么吩咐百姓不可以照他们的风俗行。
That God did not want the people of Israel to follow the custom of the people.
到利未记十九章一样在说明当地人的一些很罪恶的习惯是神所禁止的。
In Leviticus chapter 19, it talks about how some of the customs are forbidden by God.
所以其实有时候我们对罪恶本身没有看到的人，我们不会有那种深刻的印象。
Sometimes when we don't actually see certain sins, we don't have a very clear impression.
后来现代的人透过一些考古的证据，慢慢发现当代的人他们是怎么淫乱的。
But from some of the archaeological finding, we actually can find out what happened at the time in terms of their sexual immorality.
其实这当中我们看到了神他圣洁的要求。
From this, we can see the requirement of God regarding holiness.
因为神本来就是圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
神也是公义的神。
And he is a righteous God.
所以罪恶在神面前是站立不住的。
Therefore, sin cannot stand before him.
其实神不只是对这些人的罪恶厌恶。
God does not only detest the sins of this people.
神对以色列百姓，他自己的选民，如果是淫乱的、罪恶的，他也是一样不能容忍。
He also detests the sins of his chosen people.
所以其实有时候一些不信神的人，他们从圣经抓住一些经文去说神怎样。
Sometimes some people who don't believe in God would use certain part of the Bible to say that God is like this.
其实如果我们仔细看神全部的作为。
But if we look at all the acts of God,
当以色列百姓他们惹神发怒的时候，
how when the Israelites caused God to be angry,
通常都是跟罪恶有关系的。
It has to do with their sin.
就是违反了神的原则。
It is because they went against the principle of God.
神的原则一定是公义的。
The principle of God is based on fairness.
是圣洁的。
It's based on holiness.
是要有怜悯有爱心的。
It is based on with love and also with mercy.
愿意顺服神的权柄的。
And it is about submitting to God's power.
但是当百姓他们违背神的时候，
But when the people of Israel went against God,
我们看到神他是怎么刑罚他的百姓的。
We see how God punished his people.
一样也是要把他们全然灭绝的。
We see that God would even try to destroy all of his chosen people.
但是因着神的怜悯，
But because of his mercy,
因着神他自己本身所讲过的话，
And because of what he had said,
他总是手下留情。
He would refrain from doing so.
神就没有把他们全部灭绝了。
Ended up not destroying them all.
因为神有更高的旨意。
Because God has His higher will.
要把这群人留下来。
He wanted to keep this people.
然后之后要让后代的人可以看到神是怎么样一个神。
So that the future generation would see what kind of God He is.
也能够因此看到神所要建立的国度是怎么样的国度。
And that they would see what kind of nations God would establish.
更重要的就是基督来的之后所要建设的神的教会。
More importantly, the church that the Lord Jesus Christ would come to establish.
让我们可以明白神的法则是什么。
So that we can truly understand what is the law of God.
所以最后我们可以建设神他一个属灵的国度。
That ultimately we would be able to establish a kingdom of God.
让愿意相信的人都能够进入，能够得到拯救。
Those who are willing to believe would be able to enter into it and be saved.
所以当时候这些当地人的他们的罪恶其实是很大的。
So the sins of the people in the land of Canaan at the time were great.
我们如果看第二十章，生命记二十章。
If we refer to Deuteronomy chapter 20,
生命记二十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 20,
第十六节。
Verse 16.
这些国民的城，主你神既赐给你为业，其中凡有气息的一个不可存留。
But of the cities of this peoples, which the Lord your God gives you as an inheritance, you shall let nothing that breathes remain alive.
17节,
17.
要照主你神所吩咐的，将这些赫人、亚摩利人、迦南人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布士人都灭绝净尽。
But you shall utterly destroy them, the Hittite and the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite, just as the Lord your God has commanded you.
这里特别提到这迦南地的当地居民。
Here it mentions the type of people who live in Canaan.
这里第十七节只有记了六族嘛，六个人，六种人嘛。
In verse 17, it only describes six different tribes.
第十八节
，verse 18,
他说免得他们教导你们学习一切可憎恶的事，就是他们向自己神所行的，以致你们得罪主你们的神。
Lest they teach you to do according to all their abomination which they have done for their gods, and you sin against the Lord your God.
所以这里特别提到，就是这些人他们会教导以色列选民行神可憎恶的事。
Here it says that they would teach the Israelites to do according to their abomination, which is detestable to God.
我们现在去看，约书亚记第三章。
Let's also read Joshua chapter 3.
约书亚记第三章。
Joshua chapter 3.
当约书亚他们要过约旦河的时候。
When Joshua was about to cross the river Jordan.
神特别跟约书亚这样说的。
God said to Joshua especially.
要带他们进去，我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
约书亚说，看啊，普天下主的约柜在你们前头过去，到约旦河里，因此你们就知道在你们中间有永生神，并且他必在你们面前赶出迦南人、赫人、希未人、比利洗人、格加撒人、亚摩利人、耶布斯人。
And Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Verse 11. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan.
这里就讲到七族人了。
Here it mentions seven tribes.
这是神要在百姓面前把他们赶出的人。
Before the presence of the people, God would chase all these people out.
然后借着过约旦河，神的作为让所有人都知道永生神住在他们中间。
Through the crossing of the river Jordan, God is showing to them that He lives among men.
永生神所住的地方一定是圣洁的。
And where the living God is dwelling among must be a place of holiness.
这是为什么当神跟约书亚、跟摩西显现的时候啊。
This is the reason why when God first appeared to Moses.
神要摩西把鞋子脱下来。
God wanted Moses to remove his sandals.
因为你所站的地方是圣地。
For where he stood was holy.
所以神临在的地方是圣洁的。
So where God is, it is holy.
一样，当神跟约书亚显现的时候。
In the same way, when God appeared to Joshua,
神也是要约书亚把鞋子脱下来。
He also wanted Joshua to remove his sandals.
所以神所临在的地方是圣洁的。
So where God dwells, it is holy.
神现在要让他所应许的这个迦南地是圣洁的。
And the land that is promised by God, the land of Canaan, is also holy.
他现在要把这些人把他赶出去。
He now wants to dry out all these people.
因为这些罪恶在神面前已经不能容忍了。
Because their sins can no longer be tolerated by God.
所以神现在他告诉百姓要照他的吩咐去行。
And God told his people that they must do according to his commandments.
如果他们真的这样做，
And if they were to do that,
他们就得到平安。
Then they shall have peace.
他们也能够享受神应许的福。
They can also receive the blessing promised by God.
但是反过来，如果他们不愿意遵守神的吩咐呢？
But on the contrary, if they were not to obey the word of God,
这些当地人会成为他们的网罗。
Then these people who used to be in the land of Canaan would become the snare.
这是当时候神跟百姓这样子也是摩西跟百姓这样子警告的。
This is also what Moses warned the people about.
如果我们看民数记的三十三章。
If we refer to Numbers chapter 33.
民数记的三十三章。
Numbers chapter 33.
第五十五节。
Verse 55.
五十五节。
Verse 55.
倘若你们不赶出那地的居民，所容留的居民就必做你们眼中的刺，肋下的荆棘，也必在你们所住的地上扰害你们。
But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sight, and they shall harass you in the land where you dwell. 56.
而且我素常有意怎样待他们，也必照样待你们。
Moreover, it shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do to them.
这里就看到神他对百姓的爱。
Here we can see the love of God for His chosen people.
他已经先跟他们说了这个当地人的恶是什么。
He already told them the evil of these people.
他也告诉他们应当遵守的命令是什么。
And He already told them what they need to obey.
第五十五节说，如果你不听。
And verse 55, He said, "But if you do not do so."
那接下来就会受苦。
Then you will suffer.
这个。他们要成为你眼中的刺，肋下的荆棘。
These people would be your irritants and thorns.
这是随时都是在让你觉得不舒服的。
These are things that cause discomfort and pain.
你这个眼睛如果有东西，你真的没有一颗是可以平安的。
If you have something irritating your eyes, you would not feel comfortable at all.
这些当地的居民所留下来的这些恶风俗就会成为他们的网罗。
Some of the evil or bad customs of the people would become their snare.
所以其实神他是出于爱，所以告诉百姓要这样做。
Therefore, out of love, God told this to His people.
就好像我们今天做父母亲的，给孩子有一些命令。
Just like how parents would give some instruction to our children.
告诉孩子说这些事情不要做。
We would tell our children, you should not do this or that.
做了就会这些结果。
If you do these things, you will have this consequence.
因着爱，所以父母亲他会要求儿子儿女们一定要这样子遵行。
It is because of our love as parents, we tell our children to obey what we tell them.
如果父母亲他不管这些孩子，
if parents don't really care about their children,
那他做什么就随便了，
and just let them do whatever they want.
但其实当孩子去做他们想做的事情，结果就是受苦。
And when our children do whatever their hearts desire, they end up suffering.
所以做父母亲的因着爱，所以他一定会提醒。
Therefore, when parents out of love, they would actually do something.
一样，神他这样子爱我们，所以他告诉我们应当要怎么做。
And this is the same way with God that He would tell us out of love.
那我们现在看到神他这个吩咐这么严厉。
When we see that God is so stern or strict with His command,
好像不留人情，什么事情什么人都要把他除掉。
It's as if He would just kill off anyone without any mercy.
其实就是在试验我们到底能不能够以神为中心呢？
This is actually testing us whether we are able to treat God as a center.
还是我们会一直觉得说，我认为这样子，我觉得神怎么样？
Or if we actually think that we think so and so, therefore God is such and such.
其实今天教会里面有一些人，他们不来聚会，或者是不再相信神。
Some of our members may not be attending services anymore or don't believe in God so much anymore.
其实是因为对神的吩咐起了怀疑的。
Actually, it's because they have some doubts on the instructions or commands of God.
总是认为说神怎么要这样做。
They feel that why would God do this or that?
也就是说，以个人的想法说，如果像我们人所想的这样子，不是更好吗？
They would use their own thinking. Wouldn't it be better if God does this and that?
但其实绝对不会更好。
But for sure, it would not be.
因为神他所讲的话绝对不会错。
Because what God says cannot be wrong.
今天一个人如果敬畏神，
Today, if someone fears God,
他不明白神所说的话，
He may not understand what God says.
但是神说这个事情要去做。
But if God says this thing must be done,
就先去做了。
Then He would do it.
做完了之后才会明白说神为什么要这样说。
And after having done so, He would understand why it is that God had said so in the first place.
其实今天有很多道理的成长，我们灵性的成熟，都是要先愿意遵守神的吩咐而达到的。
Today, a lot of our spiritual maturity is from obeying before we can really understand or achieve.
如果我们从圣经是在讲神的救恩这个角度来看，
If we look at how the Bible talks about salvation in its whole perspective,
因为整个圣经在讲神的救恩的，
The Bible is talking about the salvation of God.
它告诉人要怎么样得到神的拯救。
It is telling men what they need to do in order to receive the salvation from God.
要怎么样才能够真的得到神应许的永生？
How they can truly receive this promised eternal life.
所以旧约它基本上是一个影子。
So the Old Testament is really a shadow.
真正要讲的内容是在主耶稣基督他来到以后所告诉我们的这些属灵的信息。
The real content is about the Messiah, the Lord Jesus who came and his message to all.
所以耶稣雅记里面所记载的要把这些罪恶把它完全除尽有它的意义的。
When Joshua talks about all the sins that need to be removed, it has its purpose.
就是这些迦南人都要把它除掉，这个在神眼中就是罪恶。
The Canaanites need to be killed off because in the eyes of God, they are evil.
今天我们为了要得到主耶稣所应许的真正的安息。
Today, in order to receive the true rest from our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们如果没有把这些恶完全除尽，那是达不到的。
If we do not do away with all these evil, we cannot get there.
所以如果从预表的角度来看，
So from the perspective of prefiguration,
也就是说圣经他讲的这些今天以色列百姓所留下的这些记录，
In other words, from all this recording of what happened to the Israelites,
他告诉我们在主耶稣来了之后,
it is telling us that after the Lord Jesus has come,
救恩呈现在我们眼前以后,
that when salvation is presented before our eyes,
我们是应当要怎么样来对付罪恶的,
we need to actually treat sins in such a way.
今天如果迦南应许的这个牛奶隐秘的美地,
today, in regard to this promised land flowing with milk and honey, what it represents is the true rest that we shall have in Christ. And this is what we can have in the Lord Jesus. In other words, as the chosen people of God, this is something we can enjoy.
百姓这样子, 愿意遵守神的吩咐, 把家人人全部把他灭绝。
But we must first obey what God commands us, just like what the Israelites did.
那这个就是要把恶除掉, 把罪恶除净。
And this is actually to eliminate all kinds of evils and unrighteousness.
那从这个角度看,
from this perspective,
其实迦南地的这七族人, 都有他所代表的意义。
The seven tribes of the Canaanites all have their meaning of prefiguration.
迦南, 迦南人一开头就是迦南人嘛。
We start with the people of Canaan or the tribe of Canaan.
那迦南他是这个韩的后代。
Canaan is the descendants of Ham.
是挪亚的孙子嘛。
It is the grandson of Noah.
是韩的儿子。
It's the son of Ham.
那迦南所发生的事情，这个发生在
What happened to Canaan is recorded in Genesis.
是挪亚出方舟之后,
this is what happened after they came out of the ark.
挪亚醉酒后来发生的事情在创世纪第九章。
It's what happened when Noah was drunk, is recorded in Genesis 9.
那到第十章就会记载这个韩的后代是谁。
Then in chapter 10, it talks about the descendants of Ham.
那这个里面，所以这其中就是迦南这个人。
And it uses the character Canaan.
那迦南呢, 其实他的意思就是他很热心的。
And Canaan actually means fervent.
他是zealous, 他很zealous. 他很热心做什么?
What was he zealous about?
他很热心的不是敬拜神。
He was not zealous in worshiping God.
他很有可能是看到了, 这个挪亚, 他的这个醉酒, 赤身的这个丑态。
It's possible that he had seen the nakedness of his grandfather.
他很热心的跑出去跟人家说了。
And he was very zealous in telling other people.
迦南其实他很热心的是追求世界上的这个享受的。
So he was very zealous in pursuing the enjoyment of the world.
所以迦南所代表的意思就是人他很追求这个世界上的这些情欲的事情。
What he represents is that men would go after all these physical enjoyment.
你如果我们看 约翰一书第二章，
If you refer to 1 John. Chapter 2.
他就告诉我们要把这些世界上的事情把它除掉。
It tells us that we must remove all these things from the world.
今天我们要得到神的安，从基督应许的安息。
Today, for us to be able to receive the rest in Christ,
我们一定要把这些情欲除掉。
We must do away with all these lusts.
第二章的十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
17节说，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存的。
And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
我们今天要把这个情欲的事情除掉, 要靠神, 要照神的吩咐做。
Today, in order for us to remove all these lusts, we must rely on God and also do his will.
因为情欲所表现出来的这些行为, 没有一项能够在神的国度里面站立得住的。
None of these lusts can really take its stands against God in his kingdom.
最后, 神 主耶稣基督在降临的时候, 谁能够进去他所应许的这个永远的国呢?
When our Lord Jesus Christ comes again, who can enter into his kingdom?
在启示录第20章,
In Revelation chapter 20,
启示录第21章, 对不起, 21章,
chapter 21,
启示录21章,
chapter 21,
他讲第七节说,
Verse 7 says,
得胜的, 要承受这些伟业, 我要做他的神, 他要做我的儿子。
He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
第八节说, 我有胆怯的, 不信的, 可憎的, 杀人的, 淫乱的, 行邪术的, 拜偶像的, 和一切说谎话的, 他们的份就是烧着硫磺的火壶里, 这是第二次的死。
8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
今天我们所当追求的不应当是这些情欲的事情。
Today, what we pursue after should not be these things of lust.
你看在他们这些人的份是在硫磺火湖，就是第二次的死是有份的，这些人是不可能进神的国。
We see that they all have their part in the lake that burns with fire, and they cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
是胆怯的，那包括说谎话的。
The cowardly, the liars.
你看这些淫乱的，杀人的，可憎恶的。
The sexually immoral, the detestable.
拜偶像的。
Those who worship idols.
最后，他们的份都在硫磺火湖里面。
At the end, they have a part in the lake of fire.
那就看到神。 他的国度里面要完全的公义圣洁。
We can see that in the kingdom of God, God wants everyone to be holy and perfect.
所以我们今天应当要热心的不是在这个世界上的事。
So today we should not be zealous in the things of the world.
像主耶稣他马太福音第六章说，我们应当要先求神的国、神的义。
And in the book of Matthew, the Lord Jesus said that we must first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
所以要把这个情欲的事情把它除掉。
We must remove all these lusts.
要让一个都不留。
That none of it would remain.
所有神所不喜悦的事情，就不要留在我们的生命里。
Whatever God detests, we should not let any of them remain in our lives.
我们要这样子追求，愿意照神的吩咐来做。
We must pursue this way and be willing to obey God's command.
最后，我们一定能够达到神所要求的这个标准。
At the end, we would be able to then reach the a requirement of God.
我们有一个愿做的心，神就看到我们，他就帮助我们的。
If we have a willing heart, God would see that, and He would be able to help us.
所以当我们这样子追求，我们就会有这样的体验啊，真的在神的圣洁当中，我们才能够得到安息。
When we pursue this way, we will have experience, and we would then be able to have rest in the Lord.
那如果看这个赫人，比如说，
If we look at
赫这个。
If we look at the Hittites,
这个耶稣啊，第三章，他自己讲到这个赫迦南人，就讲的赫人。
In Joshua chapter 3, it talks about the Hittite being one of the tribes of the Canaanites.
我们如果还记得，那个赫人是很会打仗的。
If we remember, they actually know to fight very well.
那个乌利亚啊，大卫跟乌利亚这件事情，乌利亚就是那个赫人。
Uriah is a Hittite.
他就是勇士。
He is a brave man.
所以赫人这个字眼本身，这个人，他有一个意思就是他会惊恐， 害怕。
It means the name of this tribe actually means that they know to fear.
就是所以他会打仗啊。
They would fight.
所以今天其实神要我们把这些惊恐把它除掉了。
So today God wants us to remove all this fear.
我们不需要。 很好斗，就是说很喜欢跟人家争竞。
We don't have to be very fightful.
你看今天，如果是一个人，他如果很好斗的人哦，其实不容易相处。
You can see, even in today's society, if someone would like to pick a fight, it's really difficult to interact with.
如果这个人他什么事情都很害怕，他也其实生活很辛苦。
And if this person is afraid of everything. It's also very difficult for him to live.
今天要把这个情欲的事情，这个迦南地的七族人都把它除掉。Today
we need to remove all these evil desire of the tribes of the Canaanites.
就是要让我们可以不再惊恐。It
is so that we would not be afraid anymore.
我们今天在主耶稣基督里面应许底下。Today
we are in the or under the promise of the Lord Jesus.
我们有主的保护。We
have the protection of God.
我们需要的主耶稣他都知道。
And whatever we need, our Lord Jesus knows. So we need not to be fearful. Sometimes to the unknown future, we may have fear. So we very naturally worry. And a fearful person would worry a lot.
主耶稣基督他应许我们的安息是要把这些惊恐把它除去。
But the rest that our Lord Jesus has promises is to do away with all this fear.
所以神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
So what God gives us is not a heart.
他给我们的是刚强壮胆的心。
It's not a heart of fear, but rather a heart of courage.
所以我们今天在主里面，如果靠主来过日子。
So today, if we live our days by the Lord,
我们大可以放心。
We need not to worry.
因为像主耶稣所说的。
Because just like Lord Jesus said,
虽然我们在世上有苦难,
even though we live in this world and have difficulties,
但是他在他里面有平安,
but in him we shall have peace.
所以我们要把惊恐除去,
so we need to do away with fear.
在主里面, 只要有神可以依靠,
in the Lord Jesus, we have him to rely on.
只要我们愿意照神所吩咐的去行,
as long as we're willing to do according to his command,
我们就没有什么好害怕的,
we have nothing to fear.
那这个迦南地的七族的人, 我们如果一一的查考,
If we look at all the seven tribes one by one,
其实我们会发现，其实它的道理很清楚。
We can actually see that there is a very clear lesson behind each tribe.
比如说，我们现在讲亚摩利人。
For example, the Amorite.
这个亚摩利人，这个亚摩利的王啊，就是像西宏啊，西实本王，就是在迦南地，他们一开始进去的时候，打仗的人对象基本上是亚摩利人。
When they first came to the other side of the Jordan, they came across the Amorites. So, for example, Sihon is the king of the Amorites.
那约旦河东的，在摩西那个时代所打的那两个王，就是亚摩利人。
So the two kings on the east side of Jordan, they were both the kings of the Amorites.
那这个亚摩利人到处都是啊。
And they were everywhere.
那这个他的意思，这个亚摩利人的意思就是说话的。
The meaning of the Amorite is that they are the one who speak or say.
就是 sayer， 就是讲话的，
讲话，
对，讲话的。
哦、oh, ，they are the sayer。
那这个就是你看今天，我们如果看雅各书里面所告诉我们的道理啊。
If we look at the teachings from the book of James，
我们要怎么达到完全
？How do we have perfection？
要勒住我们的舌头。
We need to control our tongue。
这个亚摩利人他所代表的意思就是，这些人是嘴巴没有办法受控制的。
The Amorites represent those who cannot control their tongue.
所以我们要把这一些这样一个人的这个罪性、哦、把它除去了。
We need to do away with this sin of man.
有很多人嘴巴关不住了，就是没办法勒住舌头了。
A lot of us cannot really control our tongue.
有时候看到什么事情、哦、不吐不快，就是不讲不行。
When we encounter certain things, we have to say something about it.
但其实有时候讲了没用。
But sometimes what we say is really useless.
我们今天有许多人间的冲突都是因为原理开头的。
A lot of times, conflicts happen between people because of what was said.
我想这个礼拜这个社会所发生的事情我们也看到了。
If we look at what happens, in our country or society,
有时候这些很激烈的冲突最后闹成很大的事件都是因为原理来的，嘴巴开始的。
A lot of these very unfortunate incidents come from conflicts.That began with what was said.
有人可能讲了一些比较严厉的话。
Maybe some people said something very strict.
不服输的人就用严厉的话回过去了。
And then those who are not willing to submit, they would actually come back with even harsher words.
所以从原理冲突开始，最后就是肢体冲突了。
So at the end, then they would actually cause physical harm.
最后就是两败俱伤，什么都没有，没有人得到好处。
At the end, both sides would actually be harmed.
所以我们需要把这样的一个这些情欲的事情把它除去。
Well, we must do away with this type of lust.
今天我们要真的得到神所应许的福。
Today, for us to truly receive the grace of God.
在主里面真的得到这个安息，让我们可以心里平静。
To truly have rest in the Lord.
我们需要这样子追求。
We need to pursue this way.
让我们可以勒住我们的舌头。
So that we would be able to control our tongue.
我们知道怎么用原理来彼此劝勉。
And to use word instead to encourage.
我们所讲的话都是为了要造就人的好话。
And what we say are for edification.
我们不会说出谎言。
We would not say any lies.
我们不会讲出一些误导人的话。
We would not speak any misleading words.
我们每一句话都会想到对方的感受。
Everything we say, we think about how the person would feel.
那就是我们把这个迦南地的这些人把它除去，一个都不留。
And this means that we do away with the Canaanites, letting none remain.
那这样子我们的生命里面就得到真的得到神的福气了。
This way, our lives can be blessed by God.
所以 让我们都愿意这样子来照神的吩咐做。
So let us be willing to do according to what the Lord has commanded.
把这些罪恶都把它除去，一个都不要留。
To remove all of the sins and let none remain.
让我们在神眼中能够成为他所称许的啊忠心良善的仆人。
So that in the eyes of God, we may be called the good and faithful servants.
我们最后一定在神的国度有份。
At the end, we will have a part in God's kingdom.
享受啊神所应许的。
And to enjoy what He has promised us.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
366首。
366.